Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me. I apologize for being a little bit tardy today. We had a couple of votes on the Senate floor, which almost seems like somehow we schedule this every week at the same time. They manage to, many weeks, schedule votes at the very same time as well, but my apologies for that. Just a couple of things I'll mention, and then I'll open it up to any questions you all have, but just to barring any unforeseen circumstances, the Senate is in its last week before the August break. I will be spending most of August traveling throughout South Dakota and hope to see many of you while we're out there. We'll also be moving our youngest daughter to college. So for those of you who have experience with empty nest syndrome, please send me any pointers you may have about that. I think Kimberly and I are going to need them. But we're looking forward to being back in the state and getting around the state. We'll be in most corners at various times throughout the August break, and I talking about a lot of issues that hopefully are important to people in South Dakota, and doing an awful lot of listening, which is always a something during the month of August with all the activities that are going on in South Dakota that presents a very good opportunity to do. Just a couple of things today. At 2:30, the president is scheduled to sign the bill, including the amendment that I had added to take $2 billion out of the authorization for foreign aid. It's referred to as the PEPFAR bill, but essentially it's the African AIDS bill. And as you know, the amendment that I offered to that would carve out $2 billion of that authorization and redirect it to fund priorities on our Native American reservations at home. And most of you know $750 million of that amendment would be directed toward Indian Country law enforcement. This is a huge area of need on our reservations. The legislation, along with the Indian Crime Bill that was introduced last week, could make a significant impact on the safety of those areas. And I think this is the largest specific dollar amount authorized specifically for Indian reservations and programs and in any authorization act that at least in recent memory. So we're pleased that the president's going to sign that bill into law. Hopefully it will provide some meaningful help to people who live on our reservations and provide a higher level of safety and security, which is something that we've been really working toward here in many of the things that we're involved with in Washington. Monday and Tuesday of this week, the Gang of Ten met for several hours. There's a meeting as we speak, and then another one later today to try and finalize a bipartisan energy bill by the end of this week. There are still some outstanding issues, but we're narrowing the range of differences and trying to come to a consensus on a proposal that we could submit to the Senate that we think can draw enough Republicans and Democrats to actually pass something that would help address the high cost of fuel in this country. There's no question this is a difficult process. Coming to a compromise on a comprehensive bill of any on any issue is particularly difficult, and it's even more so in an election year. Energy tends to be a fairly complex subject, too, with lots of different points of views. But we've got a lot of families and businesses that continue to suffer from high gas prices. The Gang of Ten is determined to set the politics aside and to bring relief to those families as soon as possible. We are finalizing new policies that are going to allow for more oil and gas production off our shores that will boost infrastructure of biofuels, including pipelines for ethanol, refueling pumps and vehicles. We'll address the issue of excessive market speculation and also make investments in some pretty bold conservation programs. So we think it's going to be a very balanced and comprehensive bill that really addresses the issue that I think most impacts gasoline prices in this country, and that's the issue of supply and demand. We just as a nation have to produce more and have to use less. And so this bill is geared toward increasing our domestic production, our domestic supply, and reducing our demand in this country and the consumption that we have for fuels and other sorts of energy. So I'm hoping to be able to announce something specific about that here in the next day or so. As soon as we get the details finalized, we'll get those to you. But our intention is to promote this plan through the month of August while members of Congress are back in their states or districts and call for a vote as soon as we can in September, hoping that by that time members of Congress in both the House and the Senate and both political parties will have heard very loudly and clearly from their constituents that this is an issue they want addressed and that they want Congress to work across party lines, to work in a bipartisan way to address what is a very, very vexing problem for the American public and one that's having a tremendous economic hardship on families and businesses across the country. So we're, like I said, we'll give you more details on that if we can get something that we can release, hopefully as early as tomorrow. Again, next week, barring something unforeseen, we'll be in August, so we won't be doing regular calls during that time. Please let my office know if you need anything. We'll resume these conference calls when we get back into Washington, when the Senate reconvenes in the week of September the 8th. So with that, I'll open up to any questions you all have.